So we have planned to run a trial, a multicenter study, where patients who have stage one breast cancer that's HER2 positive would, as their chemotherapy program, receive 12 weeks of paclitaxel and then a year of trastuzumab concurrently. So 12 weeks and then an additional 40 weeks of trastuzumab afterwards, with the goal of setting a relatively low bar, say a risk of recurrence of no more than 5 or 6% after 5 years, and just demonstrating in 300 to 400 patients that you could achieve a very low risk of recurrence with a reasonably well-tolerated regimen. So that's something we hope to undertake. This is obviously a different case. The median age for treatment in the adjuvant trastuzumab trials was between 45 and 50. There are not a lot of people living in South Florida who went on to these studies at age 77, so it's very hard to generalize about the safety experience. We do know that age is a predictor of cardiotoxicity in the trastuzumab trials. Peter, I think, is updating adjuvant with version 9 or 10, which is going to have HER2 built into it. But in today's iteration on the computer, it's not available. And her risk of recurrence is 50% over the next decade, and her risk of dying of something else is 27%. So if she tries to buy insurance tomorrow, the insurance agent is going to be much more worried about her breast cancer than he is about anything else. So I think a reasonably aggressive regimen, it makes some sense if you tell me that she really is playing golf every day and fishing at night and out with her grandchildren seven times a week and all those kinds of things.
What specifically?
Well, that's where you have a lot of flexibility. I think that people like this can tolerate AC and T, though it's not a trivial regimen. I like the idea of a weekly paclitaxel regimen.
What are you using in your younger patients? You mentioned you use dose dense and HER2 negative. Are you using dose dense trastuzumab?
We usually play it pretty much by the book with that, which is we typically give the AC every 3 weeks and then the weekly paclitaxel, because that's where we have the safety data.
So this woman, and remind me, did she have a cardiac history or risk factors? I think she did, right?
Yeah, she has some hypertension.
Hypertension. So how this woman says...
So hypertension, by the way, is also a risk factor for cardiotoxicity in the update from the NSABP experience. So if you throw in hypertension, then we'll give her a major medical comorbidity. And at that point, she now has a 55% chance of dying of something else over the next 10 years, as opposed to a 25% chance. So again, I think, you know, look, this is where you have to know your patients and you have to be a good doctor and really think through how much can this patient tolerate and what's it worth.
So she says to you, doctor, if I take Herceptin alone or Herceptin plus paclitaxel, what's my chance of cardiomyopathy? Or if I decide to go with an anthracycline and a taxane, the whole deal, what's my chance of cardiomyopathy? What do you say?
The honest truth is we don't really know. The risk of monotherapy-associated cardiotoxicity in the HERA trial, for instance, was less than 1%. But those patients all had an ejection fraction of 55% or greater at baseline after they'd had chemotherapy. Again, I think you can make some reasonable choices here, whether you focus on a taxane, whether you focus on a well-tolerated anthracycline program if you have it. The hard part here is, does she really need all this treatment or not? You can't point to data to tell you which way to go.
What happened with the lady, Scott?
This was not one of those cases where I felt comfortable sending her to the hospital for a MUGA just to kind of get a sense of what her cardiac function is. For me, it sort of asks the question, how do you really define adequate cardiac function in someone who's 77? So I discussed the case with a cardiologist, wanted her to have a transthoracic echocardiogram, even a stress test just to make sure that there weren't any reversible ischemic changes, no valvular disturbances. And then at that point, discussed with her what Dr. Burstein was talking about in terms of using an anthracycline. I think I'm leaning more towards weekly paclitaxel combined with trastuzumab followed by additional Herceptin. I'm concerned about using an anthracycline in this patient. Ultimately, I'll let her make the decision based on what the cardiologist finds.
Well, you have the TCH regimen available to you, which obviously has proven efficacy. And the dilemma is, again, many of us find that to be a relatively toxic regimen. And I'm not sure that's something that the elderly might tolerate all that well.